Welcome to the Living Spiritfully podcast, Come Alive edition. Here are your hosts for today, Paul Galoro and Catherine Stilo.
So yeah, it's been a week. First of all, actually, let me just say, we're recording this on International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being a beautiful woman in my life.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. Well, thank you for.
I feel blessed. Yeah.
As do I. It was fun, actually. And this morning in Arise, I did a little celebration on Fridays because Friday is Venus Day. It's all about self-care. It's all about pleasure and expression. Can you hang on a second? Dominic needs to go out.
Yes.
I just had to open the door a bit. So we had a little celebration, and I play. So I usually like play music and just have people move freely, and we danced to "I'm Every Woman" by Whitney Houston, and I got emotional at the end.
The way it landed for me, yeah. I just felt that. I don't know if I felt yours or it stirred something. I mean, it always is. I feel something in you and it stirs something in me or vice versa. Yeah.
So it was really interesting. And I mean, that also ties into the week it's been. Mm-hmm. So, which we were about to start talking about.
Yeah.
Tell me
about the week it's been, because it feels like similar.
Yeah. So really interesting leading up to this new moon. Now this new moon, you have in the notes here, it's the new worm moon.
Yes. It's coming on. Well,
on Sunday.
So for us, it's coming.
Yeah.
For people listening, it was Sunday, March 10th.
Yeah. Yes. And a sidebar, interesting. So Crystal Eves, everyone knows Crystal from the podcast. She always runs the chart of the new moon, and she ran this one, and she said on one side, so the new moon is happening in the middle. On one side, we have Saturn, which is also known as Kronos, which is time. And on the other side, we have Neptune, which is dreamy and ideas and confusion. The dark side of Neptune can be like illusion. So it's really interesting that on Sunday is also the day that we spring forward with the time, right? So we had Saturn on one side of the new moon, and the new moon happened precisely at about 5 a.m. Eastern.
Right.
So it was just after we changed the clock. And then we're entering this period of, so it wasn't an eclipse, but we're entering the lunar cycle that eclipse season will be in. So the full moon coming up in 2 weeks will be an eclipse. So it's just, the astrology of it all, looking at the placements, is just really interesting. Anyways, all of that to say, leading up to this new moon, again, which takes us into, eclipse season, and eclipse season is where a lot of transformation happens. It's also, if you look back to the last 6 months or six months ago when we had another eclipse season, one astrologer that I follow in particular, Michael Lennox, he refers to eclipse season as the wormhole. And for those of you familiar with quantum physics, which, by the way, can you believe we spoke to the filmmaker What the Bleep Do We Know?
I know, that's awesome.
Thank you for following me, by the way. I'm jumping all over the place. But the wormhole is where, a particle in space can be in two places at once, or it can enter in one and come out in a totally different place. And that's how he refers to eclipse season. The way we walk into eclipse season is not how we walk out of eclipse season. Mm-hmm. So a lot of transformation happens. And we all know with transformation, some stuff has to fall away so that something else can be rebirthed. And this week, I just have been feeling that. I've been seeing ways that, like, okay, that leaf has to fall off. That thing needs to die. That needs to go so that there is this room for other things. And what's interesting, it's like both things that like are no longer, like this doesn't serve me anymore. It's dead, it's dying. But then also things like, for example, we just had last night from when we're recording this, our final way of the sun presentation. So Way of the Sun, for those of you that aren't familiar, is the program that Crystal and I have been doing for the last year about the archetypes, the zodiacal archetypes. And each month, each season, we've been going through Aries, Taurus, Gemini, etc. in real time. And so she teaches about the archetype, and then I do an embodiment practice 2 weeks later. And so we've really been playing with the different energies of the zodiac over the last 12 months, and now this is coming to an end. So there's been like both good things coming to an end and are transforming into something else, and also other things that, you know, are no longer serving, like old habits and ways of thinking and all of that stuff. So it's just really been and also people have been losing their shit. So it's been an interesting week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. All of that.
Yeah. We just jumped right in, by the way.
Oh, and I think there's no better way to than to jump right in. Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say funny enough, but it's not funny. It's like, this is how it is when we start to pay attention, when I start to pay attention. Mm-hmm. I have noticed this. So this last week, something happened that was like, it was like a very clear, like moving forward into, I'm going to say new me, but like moving forward, who I want to be, who I am, who I want to express myself as. And then massive shadow of who I used to be, right? Coming in to like trip it up or hijack it or sabotage it. And it's interesting because I'm sure that this has happened for 53 years. Mm. And now here I am able to go, wait a minute. I see what's going on now. Wow. Mm-hmm. So all of that to say that I am feeling this, like opposition of energies right now. And it, now that the background of the, like where we are in lunar cycle, where we are in astrological cycle, we're moving into the wormhole, like all of this now fills in the, okay, so what I'm feeling does totally make sense. Mm-hmm. And then it also, looking at what the worm moon is, the as we move into worm moon, and it's called the worm moon because of when it comes, and it comes at this time of, well, I don't know if we even mentioned the equinox is like,
oh, it's in like
the following week.
So like, and a half or something. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're listening on the release date, which is March 13th, the equinox is,
oh, a week later,
a week later. So this worm moon is named because of when it comes. So we have the new worm moon, we have the full worm moon, we have the equinox in there. But it talks about that, like I like to think of it as the ground comes to life. So all those little beings, the earthworms and their fellow friends that are under the ground, everything starts to wake up and stir and come to life. So there's a stirring beneath the surface, and that's how tingles. That's how it feels for me right now. There's this stirring beneath the surface. So there's still that sleepiness of winter and that sluggishness. Mm-hmm. And then there's this like upsurgence, this stirring beneath the surface. And I feel like this is what's coming into play. And I was like, wow, okay. So this is like the significance of the worm moon is now we start to prepare the soil. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, we've talked about this like so many times that we're not growing anything. This is a myth that I held on to for a long time. We're not growing plants, or I mean, they are growing, but we're growing soil. We're creating a healthy foundation for those things to spring up. Mm-hmm. And then I was listening to another podcast, I think, or serious seminar or something. I think it was Layla Martin that threw this one in, was no mud, no lotus. And it's a, I don't know if it's a Zen saying or a Buddhist saying, cause I actually didn't look it up, but I was like, oh my God, no mud, no lotus. So it means that there has to be this fertile base for something beautiful to blossom. There has to be muck, and muck is messy and dirty and dark and dank. And like, it has to be there, and we have to play in it and root ourselves in it so that new life, new beauty can spring forth.
Yes. Yeah. And I remember in our first season of Come Alive, mm-hmm. we talked about how the soil is like the kind of the consciousness that our thoughts grow in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, we want, how you were saying, we're growing soil, not plants. The plants are then feeding off of that soil. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do feeds off of the consciousness that we do it in. So if I'm, and it's so interestingly enough, okay, so not this past week, so now I'm talking in real time when we're recording it, not this past week, but last week, I was teaching a class, and you know, for me, movement experiences is all about joy and fun. And I do a light intensity interval training. And some of my students are like, oh, this is hard. And they, you know, the grumbling that goes with when a workout's going to be hard. And so it just came to me, this line from A Course in Miracles, which is what we've been focusing on in Arise all week, is, and I think we've talked about this many times, you can learn your lessons through joy or through suffering. And then I was like, I said to the group, hey, you could do your workout joyfully, or you can do it as a like from a place of suffering. So then it just goes back to everything will grow from us based on the consciousness in which it grows. Are you in a place? And now listen, joy isn't always disco balls and champagne bottles. You know what I mean? Joy, there is like shit happens in joy. And what I mean by that in joy, and actually, there was a conversation that I was in a podcast with someone else. I was a guest, and we talked about this. So when that comes out, I'll share that with everyone on the socials. But joy, like, you can go through a hard time and still be in a place of joy, because joy is the truth of who we are, and the truth of who we are is love, and love is the creative force of the universe. So it's being in a challenging moment in our lives, but knowing, and as cliche as it is, and it's not, I like, I'm coming from this not as a spiritual bypass, but as a this too shall pass kind of thing. Like, sit in it. It's pouring rain right now. It's creating this muck all over the place, but it's also washing away the sand on the road that we used in the wintertime to keep us safe when the snow falls. You know what I mean? It's washing away the debris from the dead leaves that has been like sitting there on the grass so that new things can sprout forward. So joy is knowing that the cycle happens where it's birth, life, death, rebirth. And that's where we're in right now. We had the death already. That was the dead of winter. And now we're coming into the rebirth time with spring. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, our consciousness, like the thoughts, whatever I just said, the thoughts will grow from the consciousness that they're in. And then again, our experiences will be joyful, or it will be hard.
Yeah. Yeah. An image that popped into my head when I was listening, and I haven't had personal experience with this. I've had experience through friends, through siblings about the birth of a baby. Mm. That is messy as whatever, insert your word. And that mess, out of that comes something so beautiful. And Zach Bush reminded me, and you know, a long time ago when I listened to him on a podcast about birth is like a dying pro, like you must think you're dying, right? Like mm-hmm. as a baby, and your heart rate, and you're like, you think you're dying, and you emerge into this like beautiful world of light, and it's like you're looking in your mom's eye. These are Zach Bush's words. These are not my own. You're looking in your mom's eyes, and there's like a thousand colors, and there are these filaments of hair, like of color. And so it's it's beautiful, it's messy and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Right. And then on the other end of it, it's messy and it's beautiful. And these are the cycles that we go in, and hanging on to something is not going to help. We've talked about this before too. You have to go with the energy and God, be in the muck. Like, have you ever watched a kid play in mud?
Yes.
Right. Like they're not, you know,
they don't care. They're getting dirty.
Here's the adult. Oh my God, that's so dirty. Like,
yeah.
And then you get the kid here, and the kid's like, oh, like eating it and experiencing the whole lot of it. Right. So it's like, yeah, like I think I'm speaking definitely not as an expert, but I'm learning to like love what I'm feeling, like whatever it is, love and welcome it. And whatever I feel and whatever I don't feel is, it's all okay. Like, it's all okay. Just be present with it.
Yes.
And take what I can from it and grow from it. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, what you just said about like being present with it, I for years have been, you know, working on my business and always stressed out about something, because, you know, you hear these people say, you got to plan your whole year, you got to do this, you got to do that. And would always like create anxiety in me, because I kind of go with the flow. Like right now, I can't predict what, you know, in 6 months, I get a general idea, because as an astrologer, I'm following the patterns. As you know, as somebody who follows the seasons, you know that spring is going to be generally this and summer is generally going to be that, et cetera, et cetera. But when it comes to the specifics, I don't know. And so I've always been told, like, you got to plan a year in advance. You got to not a year and a half, blah, blah. There was all this like pressure. And I've been finding myself lately. Now, as I mentioned, I'm in this place right now where things are transitioning or transforming or coming to an end. And then there's all this like space of possibility. And so I can see, and this is also an interesting thing too, as I've been paying more and more attention to the cycles, and I know a lot of times when I bring this up, like, astrology this or seasonal that, like, people roll their eyes because they're like, they don't see the connection, but I see the connection. The more I've been paying attention to the cycles, the more I'm feeling at ease, and the more things just seem to be happening exactly as they need to, and I'm still always safe. I'm still always taken care of. It's never, and I say this kind of with a little grin, because I know the universe is looking down at me, but like with a grin, it's never as I planned or as I thought it would be. But it's always like, oh, yeah, I'll take that too. Like, I never considered that, but it works, you know? So I find myself like, and it's just so weird. So and I guess I'll announce it here. It's going to go out in my newsletter actually before this comes out. So I'm doing because this just came to me. I was in the kitchen. I'm going to do a pop-up event, 90 minutes, 75 to 90 minutes online. It's going to be called Rise Up, a spring equinox celebration. And so we're going to do a little bit of yoga, a little bit of meditation, a little bit of like centering ourselves and an intentional thing to move forward. And then the second piece is a 6-week program that's going to be similar. It's going to have 2 45-minute sessions. And this just came to me out of nowhere. And as I'm saying this, Catherine, there may be some opportunity for us to collaborate in some of these things or something similar, because we have been talking about that. But it just sort of came to me, and it felt like nice. And I didn't force it. I didn't push it. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to put this out into the world. So even as I approach my offerings to the world, whereas before it was from this place of like, oh my God, I need money, I need to pay my bills. Now it's like, here's the possibility and here's the opportunity for me to offer something to the world. I'm just going to put it out there, and those who need it, need it. And those who have needed it have shown up and have, like, I see this with my Arise. People that I'm like unlikely, like I would have never thought they would be interested in it, have signed up. And then the feedback, like the comments that they leave or the things that we talk about, it's just, you know, so I'm just following the guidance. I feel something inside. I put it out there and then it's seems to be working. So
yeah.
And that's another thing too, just like coming from that place of, well, what am I here to offer? What can I put out into the world and who needs it?
Okay. So many places to go with that. When, so hearing you say that and explaining about when we just turn it over to what's my gift and what do I have to offer? When I've been able to surrender, it's never been what I planned. It's always been better, like way better. I'm like, wow, I never even thought of that. Like, like I would have gone here and it would have been good in a tiny little box, and over here that like totally meets my definition of like what I wanted from the situation or what I was offering or intending. And it's like, wow, that's actually way better. 'Cause there was a piece that I didn't know about. And then talking about the astrological cycles. So they're like, for me, it's like paying attention to the inner cycles, because inside me, I want to know about astrology because it's interesting to kind of backfill what I'm feeling to help navigate it. Mm-hmm. I've always noticed that what I'm feeling, like if I describe what I'm feeling and then I hear, you sharing about, well, and it's like, oh my God. Okay. So now I have awareness of, and I can navigate these feelings consciously. So the other thing I notice about this time of year, as things are coming to life, I feel a real need to slough off that sleepiness, like to flush it out. I feel like, and this goes to Ayurveda and Kapha. I feel sludgy and sticky and mucousy and it needs to be cleared and cleansed. So I have to pay attention to that, because the restorative and the yin that I've been doing in the quiet of winter, where I'm going to sleep and trying to rest, that's not going to work anymore, because that's not the cycle we're in. Now we're in, okay, it's got to be a little get up and go. I need to look at my diet. I need to start to add in. It's feeling a little bit early for adding in the greens, but I'm starting to feel that desire of like, I need those greens. I need to kind of flush the liver out. I need those dandelions. I need elk thistle. I'm starting to feel the desire for those. I'm starting to notice in my movement practice that I want to go to those faster flows, those things that start to clear stuff out, adding in a little more fire to dry things out. Yeah. So it's following those. And then I too have, so I love your pop-up. I love that you're just like, this is what I have to offer. It's kind of, because I had one of those too. And yeah. I've had it for a couple of weeks now, and I've been so, I don't know, like being weird about saying it, because I'm like, well, it's not fully planned and fully fleshed out. And I'm like, I don't really care anymore. So it's called, this idea came to me of the Backyard Abundance Project.
Mm.
And in a nutshell, like in its simplest form, it's like go in your own space, whatever you've got, whether your backyard is like a corner of your apartment or your balcony or your little space that you have behind your house, or maybe it's a big backyard, or maybe you've got an acre, like whatever you've got, stop the excuses of like, I can't do that because I don't have any space. Just, and we've done this before, make it like beautify it, and more beyond beautify it, make it, if you've got the space, a guild. So lots of times this year we talk about getting like preparing for annual planting and your traditional garden of tomatoes, lettuce, whatever is in it. But this year, maybe look at it and go for a fruit tree guild. Mm. And if that sounds complex and you don't know what it is, this is where the Backyard Abundance Project comes in a loose idea. I'm like, I'm happy to jump on a Zoom call, you know, like maybe it's once, maybe it's every 2 weeks, whatever it is, but to just get a group that wants to gather together to look at the space they've got and to guide each other and collaborate on, well, what could happen in that space?
Yeah.
Noticing the way the sun moves, the way the wind comes in, because how I'm feeling is that if we all did a little thing in our own backyard, like the abundance is exponential, like absolutely exponential. And there's so many shifts that come with starting to do this.
Yeah.
Like for me, starting to do this, the biggest shifts came like in me and my, and how I look at the world and how I look at who I am in the world and how to be more in harmony with this and the reciprocity that comes with it. We talked about that, right?
What was you called it something reciprocity? What was it?
Perpetual reciprocity.
Perpetual reciprocity. Yeah. I was trying to remember what that first word was.
Yeah. Oh,
I love that. And that's exactly what that is. I mean, in a way, the things that you would be creating and cultivating in the Backyard Abundance Project is that perpetual reciprocity, the food that just like endlessly grows, you know, within that season of growth.
Yeah. And it's just a grassroots thing. And I'm, you know, I like that. That's why I'm putting it out there. Cause I'm like, if those words land and somebody runs with it in their own backyard, like awesome, because that's the spirit of it. Like, it doesn't matter. What I'm going to do and hope is that people will reach out either to you if they know you, or me if they know me, and there's all our contact is in the notes. Just say, hey, I'd love to be a part of it. I'll just start gathering and organizing and kind of what I'm going to do here. And I say here because my sphere of influence is I can gather my neighbors very easily.
Yeah.
Not too far away. It's a little subdivision. It's two streets and each house has so much grass, so much green space. That's just grass. And I've looked at that for years. And I'm like, there's a saying in permaculture, grow food, not lawns.
Yes.
And I'm like, I look at that space and please, this is not with judgment. I'm not judging anybody at all, because we can only do what we know. And until we're shown something else, and then even if we are shown something else and we don't want to do it, that's okay too.
Yeah.
I just found that once I started knowing different paradigms, I'm like, oh my God, this is a complete paradigm shift from what I believed. So it became really helpful. So I'm just going to, you know, send a note to all the neighbors and work through our own community hall here and just say, whoever wants to join in, like bring a picture of your backyard. We'll go through, you know, what a food forest is, what a fruit tree guild is, because a fruit tree guild is simply just a mini food forest. It's like food forest with one tree. If you've got the room, do 2, 3, 4 trees, and then you've got a food forest. But we'll go through it and just like the basics. And, you know, I think this is the other thing. When I started permaculture, I was like, oh my God, there's so much that I don't know. I'm not an expert. I can't do this because I don't know. I haven't done it for years. I haven't studied it. I can't share this because I don't know enough, like blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I know enough to make a difference. I know enough. Yes. The little bit that I know, that if I tell 10 friends is huge.
Keep talking.
Yeah. That was it.
No, I'm receiving it. Yeah. So many things I want to say. Number one, can't think of a better person to do this. A, because you've lived in a condo in the city, you've lived in a house in the suburbs, and now you live like in a giant acreage in the country. So
I didn't mean to insult you. I'm sensitive because, anyway, somebody criticized me once because I was saying we really don't have, like, the space that we use is really the size of somebody's backyard, even though we have more acreage. It's forest. It's not, yeah. It's not you. So somebody took a shot at me and said, oh, well, it's easy for you because you have all this space and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we have like the space we use is the size of a backyard. Yeah. So that's the sensitivity. And when I think of huge acres, it's like 200 or 500. So I don't want right. people to think we've got like 200 acres and are running like, you know, it's small, it's manageable. Anyway, sorry.
But I think it's perfect because you've got all the experience, because like you've helped me tremendously with my like my backyard in a subdivision that I live in. And so like I think it's perfect for anybody that's even been considering it, but they live on the 24th floor floating in a shoebox in the sky. There's still possibility there.
There's possibilities.
And number one, and then number two, thank you for that last bit that you said, because you know, as I've been getting deeper into astrology, and I'm just like happy to talk about it to anybody. A lot of people have been saying to me, you know, can you do my birth chart? I'll pay you. Like it's the universe is even starting to say to me, like,
yeah,
I recognize what you have to offer and I will exchange energy for your service. Yeah. So that just kind of, cause I was kind of like, oh, do I mention it? Do I not mention it? But I also had this kind of like whisper in my mind saying, March, start telling people, March, start telling people. So there, I did it now.
Oh my God. That's the whisper. Like that's the whisper that has been coming to me as well. And it's not just you and I. So I want everyone who is listening to this to know that the same whisper that has been in us, it's obviously, well, it might be the same idea. It might be a completely different idea. Probably is a completely different idea because we're different energetic electromagnetic fingerprints. But that same whisper is there for everybody. The difference is we've just spent so much time learning to quiet the rest of the chatter and rise above the drama. And again, without judgment, but that's, like, that's really what the difference is that I don't get myself caught up in the emotional drama and the thing that used to give me charge. And I was like all embroiled in it. And it felt like energy. But now that I've learned, it's like, no, just quiet that. Cause then there's this voice above it. That's like, but it's so quiet that it's just like, hey. And you know, when mine come, I don't know if it's the same for you. Mine come when I open my eyes in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm like this, like, so okay. And I don't know if I've totally revealed this. I think I have, but, I'm coming out of the spiritual closet. I've been taking psychic and mediumship development.
What?
It's done. I know I've dropped hints. I'm not totally sure.
Welcome.
I claimed that.
We're so glad you're out of the closet.
Thank you. Thank you. Me too. Feels so much better. So much easier. I'm learning to distinguish the difference between spirit and some like when the ego jumps in to take over. So spirit's voice is like a little whisper, like maybe conversational, but no louder than conversational, but mostly it's like, what was that? And it's very simple. It'll be like one word, two words, of inspiration. And sometimes it's not even words. It's just like, oh, like a feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's not got an emotional charge to it. It's very like calm and neutral. And it's like no expectations either way. If you do it, you do it. If you don't, you don't. Like it's not loud. So like the voice of my ego is like super loud. It comes in, and I imagine like if you're writing a text, it comes in caps, right? So that's my shakes. That's when my ego comes in. It's super loud. It's yelling at me. It's very chattery. There's a lot of like so much that I'm like, I don't even know what you're saying, because that is like way too much information. And it's got a super, super charge to it. And almost throws in like consequences. Like, if you don't do this, you're going to be, or if you do this, you're going to be like, that's exactly what it sounds like. And I can only imagine what my face looks like for anybody who's watching on YouTube, what happened, but yeah, anyway. So, Yeah.
Okay. Love that. And you know what? Totally. Because that, first of all that you just said reminds me of this quote that I heard. So I just, while you were talking, I did a quick little Google. I don't know how to say this word properly. The Talmud. Are you familiar with this? So anyways, it's a quote that says, every blade of grass has its angel that bends over it and whispers, grow, grow.
Oh my God.
And so what you just said there is, yeah, we all have that. And it's interesting, this time of year that it's coming now, it's almost like that emerging, that like the, because everything that you said, I feel within me that needing to like get rid of that sludge. I feel it in my digestive system. Like I can feel it in my gut. It's time to like I can feel that I'm starting to orient into the direction of releasing that. So I'm thinking spring cleanse coming soon. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But also it's like, you know, once we hit Groundhog Day, and Groundhog Day is that midpoint between, and we talked about this, the midpoint
in
between
bulk, which is the pagan, right? Yes. It's really it like, anyway, it's yeah. In bulk.
And it's
which
that
is really spring. Yeah.
That midpoint between, the winter solstice and the spring equinox. Yeah. And that's when the ground starts to soften and things start to like rumble. So then you start talking about the mud, right? So yeah, yeah, we're totally feeling it. You know, I live right by a lake. So as I'm taking Dominic for his walk through the park and the like the grassy areas, they're like are literal puddles in the middle of the grass. So as we're walking, I'm that adult that's like, ugh, mud. But like the ground is really soft, and that is happening with this within us too. So I think so many of us that are allowing ourselves to be still enough to hear and differentiate between that whisper of the angel on the blade of grass saying, grow, grow. Mm-hmm. And by giving us that, like saying to you, Backyard Abundance Project, saying to me, more, you know, programming around this, let people know that you're an astrologer, like that's starting to happen. And so now this is the time where we follow it, right? We plant the seed, especially. Yes. And as, cause you and I are having this conversation at 8 PM tonight, the moon is going to move into Pisces. And so now we're in that fertile moment of planting seeds. Now, when this goes out, we're past that.
Oh my God.
But that doesn't, just like, you know, if I plant a seed at the new moon when it's time to plant a seed, or like 4 days later, the earth is still going to, if tended to, it will still let that seed grow. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking about, oh, you know, I've had this idea, set an intention and then do something now that's going to work toward that intention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's how you're going to get it to grow. Yeah. And with the whole whisper text caps, before I would hear the whisper in a distance and I would feel that anxiety that would come with the caps lock text. But now I feel like I'm in this place where, yes, I can see when I'm getting pulled into the one direction, but it's almost like I hear the whisper and it has this light, but then I can also hear on the other side, it's like a distant, that I feel an echo of it in my body, but I don't feel as though it is, if that makes sense. Like it's almost like you know, the cartoon kind of when something moves really fast, it's like, pew, and then it's just like a smoky kind of cloud image of the Wile E. Coyote. It's like, I can feel that of the feeling of that. So it's like, I can still be like, so it's not like that caps lock text isn't trying to get sent.
Oh, it's there. Yeah.
It's there. I see it. I hear it. I can sense it's like, you know, a campfire. You don't have to be standing beside it to feel the warmth. You can still feel the warmth. I can still feel the energy that comes from it, but I'm grounded and I'm like turned toward the angel that's whispering, grow, grow. What are you doing for the spring equinox that's coming up soon?
So I'm doing it, and this kind of loops around to your point about like you know, it doesn't matter if it's the new moon or like, if we look at, so all these places that say they're like, this is the time to celebrate abundance and fertility and prepare the soil. So we've got new moon on March the 10th, we've got the equinox or Ostara in pagan rituals, say like March 19th, but that's moving each year, but that's, you know, that's the time for planting. That's the time for preparing the soil. That's the time to celebrate. We've got, I don't know what else. I'm missing one that's in there too. Anyway, the point is that.
So like Easter, that's going to happen. Easter, in a couple
yeah.
weeks.
Like, So I think the thing with spirit is it's, and this goes to the Chronos and the chaos. There's not like one moment in time that if you missed it, you're like, oh, well, you can't celebrate abundance and fertility anytime. So I'm kind of starting now and starting by listening to spirit, by starting to envision what's going to happen in the backyard, in what, like, what are we going to plant this year? You know, what pieces do we want to fill in? And that's what I'm doing. And probably just take some quiet time to, slip into that grateful awe and just thank the world, thank the earth, thank the universe, and quiet myself to see if anything else comes in. So yeah,
I love that.
How about you?
That, well, I funny enough, I'm going to be in the city this weekend, and Sunday I have, like, I'm teaching, and then I have something with my partner, and then he's like, oh, we're gonna watch the Oscars on Sunday, so I'm going to pretend to watch the Oscars, but secretly we'll be taking some notes about things that I want to do, and then I need at least an hour by myself, so that's where I can sit in the new moon energy. And then leading up to the 20th for my event, but also reaching that point to celebrate the equinox, I'll be taking something next weekend just for myself to kind of sit with it and do all that stuff that you said, just like kind of get quiet and feel into it. My rituals are not what they used to be, in the sense that before I used to like, it has to be this day, it has to be that, and it is still in a way.
And I have to light seven candles, and I have to smudge, and I have to like drum, and it's like form. I know we've joked about this.
Yeah. So it's like, it's kind of like I'm always in that
in ritual.
Always. So
always.
I'm holding myself. And I tell my clients this all the time. I tell people in Arise, hold your mind and your heart as though it is. And they're like, huh? And I'm like, just believe as though it is. So even though I'm going to be doing certain things that are not in that space, I'm going to be in that space. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then also too, like, I just kind of know the framework, and then things will come up as they come.
Moment is sacred. Every moment becomes ritual. If we stop and notice the beauty, that's ritual. Sitting with a coffee cup at sunrise, maybe even you've got 3 minutes before the rest of the house gets up. 1 minute, 30 seconds. Like it's not, there's no time. One breath. Like that is a moment where there's an influx of spirit, and we're connected with everything and everyone. And I am every woman. I am every woman. I am everyone. I am everyone. Everything that is out there is there's something in me. There's something in me that's coming back. So I had one more thought when you said that beautiful quotation about the every blade of grass has its angel. Mm-hmm. There was another one that popped into my head, and it said, what can I do? I'm just one person, said 7 billion people, right? Like,
I love that.
So combining those two, right?
Okay. Now it just landed.
Yeah.
All 7 billion are saying, I am just one person, and we are.
Yeah. One. Yeah. Yeah.
If you think of all the billions of cells that exist in our body that make up just one, we're all just cells on this planet.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. So That's the power. That's, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking at the time. How did that even go by so quickly?
Oh my gosh. That was awesome. That was a great conversation. Literally. she says about her own podcast. It felt great for me. So you know what? That's all that really matters. I'm starting to learn. It just felt great for me.
10 out of 10, we'll record another episode with you again. That's my 5-star review.
Oh, thanks. I love you.
I love it. And I love you. Listeners, check out our show's notes, because Catherine and I have details in there on how you connect with Catherine for Backyard Abundance Project, me and my yet to be titled at this moment that I'm recording, well, actually Rise Up, a spring equinox celebration. But anyways, there will be links in there for how you can connect with us. And we hope that you will. Please also do us a fave, because we're getting all of your messages saying how much you love the podcast. Thank you. If you're listening to, or if you're watching this on the YouTube, write stuff in the comments, like, subscribe, do a little thumbs up, do all of that stuff, because as much as, okay, I'm going to be mindful of how I say this. It doesn't mean anything to me to get those things, because I will continue doing this no matter what. But I know that these little boxes and the systems that these videos and stuff are attached to, they like when those check marks and the subscribe things are done. So please do us a favor to get out there a little bit more by doing that. And if you really enjoyed this, feel free to share it with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Please share
for yourself,
with someone.
Yeah. Share it with the world. We'd love for more people to be thinking this way and feeling this way and connecting with themselves in this way. Because like you said, if 7 billion of us do it, just imagine how amazing this planet can be.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Well, you want to take us home?
Remember, we are meant to thrive. How do you come alive?
The Living Spiritfully podcast is a Spiritful production. Executive producer, Paul Galoro. Co-producers, Claudia Miko and Catherine Stilo. A big thank you and much love to you, the Living Spiritfully community, for liking, subscribing, sharing, and supporting this podcast.